Welcome to In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM. Mount Zion's Missions Barbados Foursquare Church, with Senior Apostles Apostle Dr. Lucille and Apostle Chris Baird, are absolutely thrilled to have you tuning in and look forward to sharing God's Word with you each week. Join us now and listen as our team brings you inspiring messages and uplifting truths.
A very blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, and wherever this program is being heard. We're giving thanks to God for yet another Friday morning to be able to come into your homes, to come to you if you're sitting somewhere on the outside, outdoors, you're sitting somewhere in a church, you're sitting somewhere, you know, at home, wherever you are. I pray that this program will be a blessing to you. We always want to serve you as we serve God. We always want to share our hearts with you and be a blessing to you. We ask the Lord to really use us each time to be a blessing to all listeners. When we finish sharing here on Friday mornings, that somebody will say, my life has been touched and I have determined to change my life, or I have recalibrated. I want to go back to where I used to be with God. Some life-changing experience we should have as a result of our sharing this program. Always great to have you, Apostle Chris. Bless God.
Good morning, everyone. Blessings.
I see Reverend Gail. Great to have you.
Good morning and blessings.
And of course, Elder Octane. It's always a pleasure to have you as well.
Good morning, everyone. Blessings to you.
Praise God. And we're going to ask Reverend Gail that she would pray for us, invite the presence of the Lord, and declare the blessings of God to the listeners in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Apostle. Holy Spirit of God, we just thank you that we can come again another Friday to bring this program to the listeners. We pray your power would overshadow us and that you would be able to touch the hearts and lives through your word, through your truth. And Father, as the listeners hear this word, that they will be transformed and they will be changed for the better. We thank you, Lord, that today we will pursue you with all that we have. And we give this program over to you and declare that you are going to touch the lives of many. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gail. We are really convinced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this word that the Lord has given us this year is a word that's appropriate. The Lord will have us to give to our congregation and also to share with you. And what's so remarkable, Reverend Gail, is that several other churches have a similar theme.
Yes.
And that's remarkable because it's the same spirit, the same God. Even with our Foursquare churches across America and across the world, when they started the 21-day fast, and we joined them in the 21-day fast, you know, every year, the first week of the fast, the focus was on pursuing the presence of God.
Yes, yes.
And without any discussion, any exchange of notes or whatever. They didn't even know what the theme is. I did not know what they were going to be sharing on. But the Lord gave us the theme. And I was really glad that we were on the same point, because God wants us to really pursue him. So this year, as you've heard earlier, our theme is in 2026, we will pursue God and establish our God-given kingdom legacy. Seek God. Go after him. Search for him. Be passionate for him. Passionately long for him, thirst for him. Like David said, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after you, O Lord. Take time out to just pray to him, to feel his presence. It is not a good thing to get up in the mornings when it happens. Sometimes you get up in the phone ring and you go from one call to the next and the next, and then because of that call, you got to make a call to somebody to intervene or whatever. And sometimes half the day is gone, and you say, what? I haven't even had a chance to pursue God. Mm. I haven't even had the chance to pray, because especially our lives as pastors, sometimes we plan our lives and we structure them, but all those other things comes into play, and we have to give way, you know, because we have to pray for the people that call us to pray, and we have to listen to the problems and try to resolve them and help where it is necessary. But at the end of the day, we should have spent time pursuing God. Whatever we're doing, wherever you've been, how busy you are, take time to pursue God, to search for Him, which is very important. I believe that every child of God must do that on a regular basis. Everyone who goes to church and knows the Lord, I believe you must go to church with an attitude to pursue God. Not just to go and meet somebody or see a friend. Not just go to say, well, I'm going to sing good. You know, I'm going to go and perform well. But you must go to church with an attitude. You must be intentional to find God. To find out what can He do for us, for you. And what can He do with you. And what can we do for Him, which is important. We have to come to church or go to church with an intention to seek God. He must be the object of our intention. Yeah. And people go to church for the wrong reasons a lot of times. And as a pastor for over 42 years, I've seen it all. Sometimes we come to church and we develop a friendship, you know, and then we forget why we're in church. Oh. We get so caught up and so committed to our friendships and all the groups and so on that grow up. And then we forget why we're there. And we're more interested in supporting our friendships and what we're going to do this weekend or whatever than planning for the Lord or to be in His presence. Let's get back to basic. We have to recognize that we're going to church in pursuit of God.
Amen.
We're going to church to serve God. We're going to church to seek Him and find Him. You can find Him outside of church too. You can find Him at home. Get it in the morning. Spend time pursuing Him, seeking Him. Spend time, you know, inquiring about the Lord. Spend time going after Him.
Mm-hmm.
Spend time, you know, waiting to hear His voice and to feel His presence. It's very important. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. The people that will take time to pursue God are the ones who will make sacrifices to find God. Some people are only there because. And they have no intention of really wanting to feel His presence. One has to make a decision to be intentional. I'm going to meet Jesus. I'm going to meet the Lord. The more you pursue Him, the more you become committed to Him, to being in His presence. And after a while, you get so used to His presence that you are uncomfortable if you're not feeling His presence.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like a fish out of the water. You know, sometimes, as I said, we get it and we get busy and we do wanting to mess. And those times I feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I want to feel His presence. I must feel His presence. I feel unsafe before His presence. I feel unsteady before His presence. I need His presence. And Moses asked the Lord. He said, God, I ain't moving unless Your presence go with me. I want Your presence to go with me when we travel, when I lead the people out, wherever I go. I want Your presence. He said, how else would they know that You are with me? And we're different unless You endorse us with Your presence. And that's important. The child of God, the Christians, always have the presence of God with them. Praise God. We're going to share on 2 points today. Point 5 and point 6. Last week we shared on point 3 and 4. Today it's 5 and 6. We have to follow our steps. We have to allow our steps to be ordered by the Lord. That's point 5. And point 6, we have to remain aware of the enemy's devices, his devious plans against us. Reverend Gail will read the scriptures from Psalms 37:23 for the main point 5. And she'll read Psalms 37 from 12 to 13 for the main point 6.
Psalms 37 and verse 23, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. And verse 12 and 13, the wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. But the Lord just laughs, for he sees their day of judgment coming.
Thank you, Reverend Gail. Point number five, we have to allow our steps be ordered by the Lord. The Bible says it clearly, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And to me, it is a wise thing to allow the Lord to order your steps. You know, when you come to the Lord, lay down your agenda, lay down your plans. It's good to set plans in place, but make sure those plans are in accordance with the will of God for your life. Because not everything that you see is God's will for your life. Not every place that you want to go is God's will for your life. Not every person that you meet is that person God's will for your life. So it's important, therefore, since God knows all, knows everything, to put your plans in the hand of God. And put your whole agenda in the hand of the Lord so that he can lead you. If the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, I want the Lord to order every step that I take. Because I'm uncertain about tomorrow. If I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, we can make plans, huh? And we know what's going to happen based on our plans. But those plans could change in a second. You could go down the road and get into an accident, and suddenly your life changes.
That's
so
right.
It's important to let the Lord guide your steps, to plan your steps, to be there ahead of you, to be there around you. He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. Since the Lord is always with us, and we must remain sensitive to that fact that God is always with us, and so therefore we have to be careful what we say, how we behave, who we talk to, where we go, because some places a child of God should not be going. There's some things that children of God should not be saying, because when you are home in your houses, you are entertaining God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You're also entertaining angels. So if you're sitting there watching television and listening to all those F words and enjoying them and laughing, then you are really out of place because you're entertaining God and all that stench is coming out of your television. So you have to make sure that you have an atmosphere that's conducive to really entertaining the presence of God. It's plain and simple. If you want him to be in your life, then you have to adjust and make sure that your atmosphere is wholesome and clean enough to entertain the Lord.
Amen.
And I am a strong believer in that.
Yeah.
Praise God. And then we have main point number six. We have to remain aware of the enemy's devices, the devious way. And of course, we hear the enemy, the wicked, are always plotting against us. And we're told by God that our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down the strongholds of the enemy. So yes, the enemy will come against you. Every day the enemy is plotting against you.
Okay.
Every single day. When you're sleeping at night, there's some evil plan being hatched against you. Why you don't get it coming against you? Why you don't see it? Because in the night, God is working for you. In the night, your angels are working for you. In the night, Jesus is interceding for you.
Amen.
In the night, Holy Ghost is working for you. That's why you don't see, you don't fall into the trap of the enemy. Because God protects you. That's why it's important to let him be the king of your life, the Lord of your life, and let him take preeminence over your life because he's there to protect you. Remember we shared on the bird of prayer? There's always a bird of prayer somewhere lurking in your house, your family, your workplace to stress you. I'm sure that many of you can identify with that. You go to work, you mean well, and there's somebody devil raised up at your workplace to give you hell, to harass you, to confuse you, and you don't have to do anything to the devil. I'm telling you that. The Bible said that he's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The enemy is always after us, but thank God, he has always given us the victory.
Amen.
So I'm handing over to these mighty servants of God to share their thoughts on this word. Let's hear you.
One of the things that I recognize also is that when the Lord orders your step. We look at point five and we look at points and six, that we have to be vigilant. We have to be alert because the enemy is like a roaring lion seeking whom he might devour. So when I look at the word allow, it means that we have to give over to God to let him order every step that we have. And sometimes we butt upon things that we don't know where to turn, We just have to let go and let God. There might be times when we hit a snag or hit a bump in the road, and all of us as Christians, we've gone that road because there are always the struggle, there's always the trouble and the trials. But God says that He has ordered our steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That means that we could relax and wait on God and say, God, what's my next move? What's my next step? And many times we want to rush ahead because it's not going fast enough, or you know, it's not where we thought that we should be or what should be happening in our lives. But we have to allow the Lord to order our steps and let so that we would know the next step. And then when that happens, expect that the enemy would come with plans. But expect that the word of God says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And so therefore, you have to me as a Christian, sometimes we shouldn't bury our heads and say, oh, well, God will fix it. We got to be aware and alert. So therefore, if we allow God to order our steps, then we would know that there's going to be, round the corner, there's going to be a big bad dog. Round the corner, there's going to be a bull mastiff and Rottweiler, that name precious.
Jesus. Merciful God. You don't leave my dog alone. Gail, leave my dog alone.
Amazing.
She's trying to call my dog on national radio. I can't believe it. Precious, you are adorable. I love me, and I love my dog, Precious. And she's gentle.
That Apostle Chris, you don't know what would happen at any turn.
You're right.
So you have to give everything You're over right. to the Lord, because they're always the wicked that are plotting, but the Lord says that He would fix all of them and He would bring judgment to them. So today, you know, when you hear this word, be strengthened by that word. Allow God to order your steps, but know that the enemy will come at you. Every single Christian has a bullseye target in hell with their name on. And sometimes we feel as though we're just going along cute, but the enemy looking to see how can I pick them down? How can I stop them? How can I destroy the legacy that's in them? The bird of prey ready to snatch the offering. But we have to be aware and alert and know that God will order every step according to His plan for our lives. In Jesus' name.
Makes you feel so safe.
Yes.
Despite the fact that the enemy is going to come, mm-hmm. where the prayer can come, God is there ordering.
Yes.
Ensuring. Remain steady.
Amen.
On the right path.
Immovable.
And we'll not let our feet stumble. Mm. You know? And walking with us and holding our hand. Oh, this is so amazing.
Amen.
It's so too awesome.
Too awesome.
Too awesome.
Too awesome. Comprehend. Too awesome. Awesome.
Let's say your blessing, please.
Thank you, Doctor. So important. I'm here thinking in my mind the great opportunity God has given to all of us to find the right path, to be on the right track, to make good decisions, to know what your future is about, to plan it, and God's given that authority to us. We cannot afford to take this for granted, because it's only when we hold on to God's word, only when we see His blueprint for us, what He intends for us, and we can do this individually, because God is not going to do everything for us. He's going to give us everything we need to work with. You and I have to do the work. Each of us individually must do the work that God wants us to work for so that His purpose can be fulfilled in our lives.
Amen.
Otherwise, we all go strange. We all go wrong. And what's happening around us, too many people are going wrong because they're not connected to the source of life. They're not connected to our real future. They're not connected to our real purpose. They're not connected to the whole idea of what eternality is about, because we're not temporary. We go away for a long time. When we leave this earth, you have two options: either go to heaven or go to hell. And my intention above all things, I'm going to heaven. Hell has no place for me. I know who's at hell already. We know who's there, the devil and all his angels waiting to trap every young man, every young woman, every adult, every old, every elderly person. The devil is there to trap all of us. And we do not have the luxury to miss our moment with the Lord, because everything we need to live successfully by, God has already given us that. He's already given us everything we need to function effectively. And by his word and upon his word, when we follow that word, only great things can come out. Oh, we can only succeed when the Lord is in the ship with us. And here it is. God does not just do it for a moment and leave us on our own. Consistently, God is always walking with us. God is always there with us to guide you step by step by step by step. So, in other words, you don't ignorantly make mistakes. You deliberately do it. Mm-hmm. You are fully aware of what the truth is. You're fully aware of what the consequences are. And I'm encouraging you people, when we choose the Lord, when we follow him, know what he has done for us already, know what he has done for the disciples, and Abraham and all those things, he's still doing that same thing there. His word is the same, to set free and to satisfy all our souls with great things, to bring into purpose and love. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. We cannot afford to miss this opportunity with God, because without God, we are in real trouble.
Amen. Nothing.
There's no hope for us without God. Yes. All hope for a great future can only be found in God, because God is the source of all truth, all power, all satisfaction, all life. God is that source. And I want to encourage you, in spite of all the noise you hear, connect to God, because yes, that's real life.
Amen.
Is.
Amen. And go to church intentional. Worship God with intention. Praise God. Here we're going to have this elder Octave. He's going to share his heart. He's just smiling as usual. Elder Octave.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, once again. In practical aspects, how we can be deceived by the enemy is when we take our eyes off of God and assume that we are fully in control. In my line of work, I remember there was a time I used to pray every morning that every day my day would be committed to God, and I would go out knowing that every issue I met, I placed in his hands. Mm-hmm. One day I got up and I was told, you just have to move your computer from point A to point B. I said, there's no need to pray about this. Mm-hmm. But this way, I might want a card. Turned off the computer, 10 o'clock in the morning. It took me till 2 o'clock the next morning to get it up and working. And all I had to do was to turn off a machine, unplug the cables, take it to another level, plug it in and reconnect and power up. And in the middle of it, I heard a voice said, you didn't speak to me. Wow. And that was 1:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Wow.
Almost 12 hours later, I'm still battling with this thing. And I went outside, told the guys coming back. We went outside in the bathroom and said, Lord, forgive me. It was a simple matter. And he prayed.
Wow.
Went back in, and in 10 minutes,
amen,
it came up.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
Because we have to understand, when the word of God says,
source
of life, and yes, Proverbs 3, what he said, come to me with everything, and I will direct your path.
Yes.
When we take our matters into our own hands, the enemy has already got us, and we don't understand it.
Oh, Lord, that's powerful.
One of the things I want to say to Apostle that's so powerful to me, and it just hit me here, is that the enemy that comes is already a defeated foe.
Yes.
And as believers, we are already on the victor's side. We've already won the battle. Yes, we've already won the battle through Jesus Christ. So therefore, yes, we have to be alert. Yes, we have to be watchful. But know that we've already won the battle. It's over. It's done. Right? Mm-hmm. And we just have to stand firm and allow the Lord to order our steps every day.
There's a one-sided battle.
Mm-hmm.
We're already victorious.
Yeah.
The devil's already defeated before the battle started. If you can just hold on to that. That's the word.
Yeah.
The word. That's the word. Just believe the word and apply the word and live the word and trust God with his word. We won't have to be frustrating ourselves and digging our ear and crying and going to everybody telling them how bad things are and all that doesn't look good. We will open our mouths and prophesy.
Hey.
Prophesy greatness.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Speak health.
Yeah. And just declare things.
See the legacy and see the future.
Just see your legacy.
Take it into being.
Wow.
Hallelujah. The apostolic and prophetic declaration for 2026. Sovereign Lord, I worship you as God. You alone are worthy of the glory and the praise. I will walk in your word to me in 2026. According to Genesis chapter 15:11, just like Abraham, I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my life, my family, and my ministry. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my body. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my ministry. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my family. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my finances. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my vision. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my reputation. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my future. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my worship to God. I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my home. And I will drive out and drive away every bird of prey from my church and my community. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. For in 2026, I will pursue you, Sovereign God, and I will establish my God-given kingdom legacy in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
What a powerful declaration. I can't believe that we can say that again with so much power, because we can feel the shift. And surely God has set us on the path to ensuring that our legacy is safe and our children are safe. But the children are the ones that will carry on our legacy, amen, as well. That's why the enemy is targeting the youth. Because all of your men are killing themselves and shooting them and so on. There are legacies in this country.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be somewhere in church, being pastors and ministers or prime ministers or politicians or something. You know, God did not make them to be involved in crime and to die. They have legacy in them. But the enemy has stolen them and has guided them down a wrong path. And we think today that God is
in Jesus' name,
every bird of prey from around those young men and giving them a chance to fulfill their legacy. In Jesus' name.
Amen. All praise and honor and glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in to today's program, In God's Glory. Please let us know how this program has impacted your life. We would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 422-2512. Our 432-6479. We are located 4th Avenue, Rockdundo, St. James. Our weekly services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Praise God. Thank you, Rev. So we declare, bless God today, that in 2026, we will continue to pursue God. And in doing so, we'll establish our God-given kingdom legacy in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for tuning into our program on Life 97.5 FM. Join us each and every Friday at 11:30 a.m. as we explore God's word that will change and transform your life. We look forward to a move of God as we journey together in God's glory. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.